2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 6:30.
It is 30 degrees.
No crashes on our freeways, pretty good speeds everywhere. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
A man from Virginia is dead after what appears to be a rappelling accident in Zion National Park.
His two friends were rescued without injury. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt is live with updated details, Nick.
Amanda, Zion National Park officials say they aren't exactly sure what happened to this 31-year-old Andrew Arvig from Chesapeake, Virginia. About 30 rescuers, including a technical team and two helicopters, were called out Saturday to a call of three stranded canyoneers in Heaps Canyon. The group of three had basically finished their trip, but Arvig and his friends had trouble getting past a particular rock ledge. Crews were able to get down Arvig's two friends without injury, but he was lowered and pronounced dead at the scene. Reporting live, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
A West Jordan man who was asleep inside a burning house was saved by a pregnant woman. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the details. Heather?
Well, Tim, a house near 8500 South, 3700 West caught fire, and the flames could be seen for miles. Sarah Mon lives a few blocks away and rushed over to help. She tells KSL-TV's Dan Rascone other neighbors were standing on their porches, so she ran to the front door and started banging on it.
I could feel the heat. Yeah, it was intense. It was already to the doorway.
A man ran out and thanked Mon profusely. She says it probably wasn't the best idea to run toward flames while she's 4.5 months pregnant, but says she would hate herself if someone died. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Omicron is a cause for concern, but not panic. That's the message the White House and health officials are passing along as scientists work to learn more about the variant. Dr. Yvonne Maldonado of Stanford University says the best thing to do right now is keep getting people vaccinated.
Going into the holiday season, we need to be very careful, make sure we're still vaccinated, that we wear a mask and distance if we're around crowded areas, especially with strangers.
At this point, researchers are still working to see how the current vaccines work against the variant.
Looks like the Omicron variant of COVID-19 was already in the Netherlands days before it was reported in South Africa. Dutch health officials found the samples dating back to November 19th and 23rd, but the World Health Organization said South Africa first reported the variant on November 24th. The Dutch had previously said they found the variant among passengers who came from South Africa on Friday, but these new cases predate that.
Amazon warehouse workers in Alabama will get another chance to unionize after the National Labor Relations Board called for a new election. The board said Amazon used unfair practices to pressure workers to vote against the union back in April. ABC senior national correspondent Terry Moran says union organizers will get another shot, but it could be a long shot.
They got thumped, the union did, in Alabama when they took this vote, losing 2-1. Now, it's very, very hard to organize in the South in general. There's a cultural reluctance about unions. And as Amazon said, the minimum wage in Alabama is $7.20 an hour or something like that. They pay $15.30 an hour.
ABC's senior national correspondent Terry Moran reporting.
Putting dinner on the table is costing us more right now as inflation hits a 31-year high for staples such as gas and food. Certified financial planner Shane Stewart with DMBA says we should all take a look at our budget.
What most people need to do is sit down and think about, and this is something that we all have not needed to do for a while since the economy's been so good, is budget or think about what we're spending and be a little more thrifty.
For example, the price of a dozen eggs is up 30% in the past year.
KSL Weather Now with Brett Benson. There is a very weak storm system moving over the Beehive State, but it's not expected to bring us any moisture and definitely no snow, but it will have an effect.
We could see air quality improvement during the day today as compared to yesterday or even this morning. Overall, it'll be very little change other than a few more clouds, and temperatures in the higher elevations and temperatures in the valleys will be closer, both in the low 50s with stronger temperature inversion developing again later on this week.
Looking ahead, Brett says temperatures are expected to remain warmer than usual for December, with highs in the lower 50s and upper 40s through the weekend.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.